The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
It's safe to say that most of us really hate hearing these sounds in the morning. Awful, yes. The dreaded sound of the alarm clock we hear every day. For millions of people all over the world, waking up and getting out of bed is one of the hardest things to do. But what if instead of those loud, irritating alarms, you had a gentle, soothing voice to wake you up in the morning? Well, now you can with a new mobile phone app called Wakey. You simply download the app, sign up, and then, just like the alarm on your phone, you set a time you want to receive a wake-up call. Then, hey presto, just like magic, when that time comes, you will receive a call from a complete stranger somewhere in the world who will wake you up. You too can then wake other people up through the app and can do it as often as you like. Sounds a bit bizarre, doesn't it? But some important points to make. All calls go through the app, so you never get the person's phone number and they never get yours. And every call is terminated after just 60 seconds, so someone keeping you on the line chatting all morning won't happen. Well, the app is starting to take off, and Colm Flynn downloaded it onto his phone and decided he would take it upon himself to wake up people all over the world. But before he did that, yesterday morning, he needed to be woken up himself.
Oh, it's 6:15. This is way too early to be talking on the phone. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Where are you calling?
Are you awake?
I'm awake now, yeah. I'm in Dublin, in Ireland. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
USA.
Cool. United States of America.
I just downloaded this app. This is my first time trying it. It's very cool.
It's a bit mad. I've only got the app recently too, so how about that?
It works.
It works really well, and you've just woken me up now for my day ahead.
Very good. Have an amazing day.
Well, listen, I hope you've an amazing day too. We've 10 seconds left, so thank you once again.
You're welcome.
Virtual high five.
Virtual high five.
And there you go. Just like that, it's after cutting the person off. 60 seconds, no longer. Even if you're in mid-flow, it will cut you off.
And I'm looking at my phone. It's time for me to get up and get out of bed.
Well, now that I've been woken up and I've had my cup of tea, I think it is only fair that I wake some people up around the world. And I'm just after pressing the Wake Up Sleepies Now button on the app. And it is currently telling me that it is searching the globe for people who need to be woken up right now. Oh, it's found someone. Come on. Wakey wakeys.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is your wake-up call here on the Wake Up app. My name is Colm. What's your name?
Hi, my name's May.
Whereabouts in the States are you?
I live in Tennessee.
And have you woken people up as well as been woken up?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You do it all the time, yeah?
I'm a dog groomer. Yeah, when I'm at work, I'll sit while I'm grooming dogs and like wait for the little app to go off. And
so while you're there in the shop grooming dogs, you're waking people up all over the world at the same time?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like it's my duty. I don't know, that sounds weird, right? But it's, I feel like, you know, I want to bring cheer to people. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, there goes the beep, which means our 60 seconds are nearly up, but I hope you have a nice day. There's a lot of dogs to be groomed there in Tennessee.
Yeah, and thank you so much for waking me up. You have fully waken me up. I'm wide awake now.
Well, that was fun. I'm going to press the button again on the app to wake somebody else up.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Colm. I'm calling from the Irish national broadcaster, RTE. We're just waking you up.
Well, hello, good morning, Ireland.
What time is it there?
Let me take a look. It's 6 in the morning right now.
And do you mind me asking what part of the world you're in?
Yeah, I'm from the Netherlands.
And when did you start using this app?
About a week ago.
And what do you think of it? Is it useful?
You woke me up, so it's pretty useful, yeah. You get to talk with other people without even knowing who they are. And it's more nicer to have somebody wake you up than annoying alarm clock beeping next to you.
And yeah, to have a nice human voice on the other end of the line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I'm going to take a shower and get ready for work.
Have a good day there in Holland.
Thank you. You too in Ireland, man.
Okay, let's go again. It's a bit nerve-wracking when you're doing this. You're thinking, who's going to answer?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Colm Flynn. I'm calling you from Ireland. This is your wake-up call.
No, I don't want to wake up.
You don't want to wake up, no?
No.
Where in the world are you?
I am in Canada.
What part of Canada?
Capital City.
Have you been using this app long?
A couple of weeks, maybe.
Okay, and how do you find it?
Some people are great, most people are assholes.
Why do you say that?
Some people are really rude when they wake you up. My goodness, I've had some people swear at me.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not good. And do you find it actually helps? Because, you know, most people would set the alarm on their phone. So, I mean, why do you have the app as well?
Well, I set the alarm on my phone just in case it doesn't work, but it's kind of... It's fun to wake up to someone saying hello, right? Like, it's a little bit more fun than the regular horn sound that your alarm wakes you up with.
And have you spoke to anyone very unusual before in the app?
Other than you?
Other than me. Am I the most unusual person you've spoken to?
I would say so.
And can I ask you your name?
Oh, of course you can. It's Sarah.
And Sarah, do you use this app to wake other people up as well?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was the wakey of the day today, I think.
What does that mean, wakey of the day?
That means I called a hell of a lot of people at a really ridiculous time of the day and woke them up.
Well, Sarah, have a great day and thanks so much for talking to us.
You too. Have a good one.
This has to be one of the strangest reports we've done on the programme. Let's go one more time. Let's wake somebody up.
Morning. How's things?
Good morning. This is your wake-up call. We're calling from Ireland. Can I ask what part of the world you're in?
I'm in Scotland, Edinburgh.
Ah, Bonnie, Scotland. And are you getting up for work or college or just for the day ahead?
I've got a day ahead where I'm heading off to work in about an hour's time or so.
Can I ask you what your name is?
It's Stuart.
Stuart, well, my name is Cullum, and I have to point out that we're recording this for radio in Ireland because we just want to tell people about this app. How long have you been using it?
Oh, fantastic. I've only been using it for a day or so. It's a great app.
Did you call somebody first to wake them up, or did somebody wake you up?
I signed up for the app. Got a really cute sounding American girl. really digging the Scottish accent. So I was gutted at the end of the 60 seconds. No formalities, just a good morning, how are you doing? It was really good fun.
And was this yesterday you spoke to this girl in the States?
Yes, that's right, yes.
There goes the beep, which means our 60 seconds are nearly up, but you sound pretty awake to me, Stuart, so I think I've done a good job at waking you up this morning.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Colm.
Well, put your kilt on, enjoy the haggis for breakfast, and it was nice chatting to you, Stuart.
Lovely chatting to you, Colm. Thank you very much.
What do you do?
Oh yes, I can see a lot of people signing up for that particular app. That was Colm Flynn taking us through what is a fairly intriguing app.